Hello, this is Sandy Grunwalt, your well-being and engagement manager at San Juan Regional Medical Center. And I am grateful to have this time with you to share a baker's dozen ways to survive your holidays. It can be a stressful time for many with so much on our plate. So my goal and my hope for you today is to take one or two of these tips away that can help you maximize your joy and your time and your energy with all that's happening between now and the end of the year. So the first tip for you is to try your best to forget about previous holidays, discussions, disagreements, conversations, and go in with a clean slate and an open mind that you're going to have a fabulous and relaxing and enjoyable time. So try to erase all those things that may be swirling in your head, challenges, issues of the past, and start with a brand new clean slate. The next tip is remember that not every comment or statement requires a response. In other words, try using silence and a smile, which can be very powerful. In other words, do your best to bite your tongue when you think it may not be the best words coming out. Silence and a smile can be your friend. Third tip, try using the phrase, "Isn't that interesting?" When someone says something that might be setting you off or you may want to respond to that's going to maybe not encourage the most enjoyable time with family, friends, these kind of non-instigating comments such as "Isn't that interesting?" leads to kind of what they say a verbal dead end. And there's just smile. It diffuses situations and helps the conversation go on to maybe a different path. The next way to help you survive the holidays is try mingling more with the kids. This can bring a lot more levity to your day and helps with some maybe those challenging conversations or situations or anxieties that may exist. Number five is take a walk. Invite someone special, someone you haven't been able to see, especially over these last year, 2 years, or even an entire group to take a walk down the street. The dynamics will shift, the conversations will lighten up, and the fresh air is always rejuvenating. Number six, keep a few friendly and neutral small talk starters or stories in mind. Be prepared and ready to drop in one of those things if things may get awkward or tense. Number seven, try passing on being what they say a topper. In other words, if someone starts to brag or says something that may provoke some anxiety or issues in your mind, don't feel you need to challenge or top what someone says. Number eight, simply just be nice. Avoid gossip. It sometimes can rule at family gatherings. Steer clear of pettiness. Don't say anything behind someone's back that you wouldn't say to their face. And number nine, avoid touchy subjects. There's a lot of stress out there with the pandemic and all that is going with that, with money, relationships, everyday struggles, more than ever. You don't know everything that goes on in people's homes, marriages, or work. Try focusing on positive topics and stay away from turning your feast into a pity party. Number 10, watch the drinks. Yeah, easier said than done when they're plentiful and everybody wants to celebrate. Try alternating with a glass of water. If you're going to drink, have a drink and then have a glass of water and make that your every other option for beverage. Number 11, think of three good qualities of someone who is with you that you may not, I'm going to just say, you may dislike, you may not want to spend a lot of time with, but they're there. Think of these top three qualities before you join the crowd so you can get rid of old baggage. It helps those thoughts that tend to ruminate. Plan ahead to relax, enjoy the day. Offer to help. Some of the best conversations I've had with family and friends have been taking place while you're cleaning up. Number 13, communicate your gratitude. Regardless of how happy or unhappy you were during a visit, always be sure to tell your host how much you appreciate their efforts and invitation. I guarantee trying some or all of these will only enhance your enjoyment with everyone you come across, whether work or home or parties this holiday season. And then a couple of health tips for you as we venture into these few weeks of lots of food, lots of drink, lots of maybe late days and getting out of some of the habits and routines that may serve us better. So some real quick tips for all of us at San Juan Regional, our new WellWorks Wellness is loaded with tips and ideas, and we'll have a challenge that begins in January called For the Health of It. The idea is starting one thing that's good for you can lead to healthy habits. So here's a couple tips to try and think about as you venture into your holidays. Number one, work on 7 to 8 hours of sleep consistently. If you have to back that up a little bit to help you unwind and get that quality rest, it serves you immensely. Number two, work on and think about getting a minimum of 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The benefits of this are immense. It helps control some of those cravings with all the sweets that we're surrounded by. The next one, number three, focus and work on trying to get 30 minutes of some type of exercise 5 days a week. You can even break that up, 15 in the morning, 15 in the afternoon. Research shows that's just as beneficial. Number four is list 5 things you look forward to when you wake up in the morning. It helps set your day off on a positive tone. And the next one, list 5 things you're grateful for before you go to sleep. There's always something to be grateful for, even on our most difficult days. This, again, helps work on the rumination of the worries of the day to redirect those thoughts into a more positive path on what you are grateful for. My final tip for you is if you sit during your day, work on practicing recovery every 90 minutes, and maybe that's getting up, getting a walk, getting some fresh air. If you're on your feet, sit down every hour and a half, even for as short as 90 seconds to practice recovery in your day. In other words, disengage in some way, a text to someone you love, some deep breathing, a walk outside, a healthy snack, something that is quick and efficient will serve you and help you rejuvenate so you can go back to what it is you need to focus on and be your best. I thank you for spending this time with me today. I wish you the merriest, the happiest, the healthiest of holidays. Grateful for all you do, and thank you for doing everything you can to be your best so you can serve and be the best for others.